You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Sugars that come under the power of the Holy Ghost. What's happening here?
Todd, this woman has arthritis in her neck and in her fingers. She's telling me about the fire of God she's feeling right now in her body.
Is the pain gone at all?
Yes.
Can you move your neck now?
Yes.
You had arthritis for how long?
Yes. Quite long.
Is the pain gone now?
Yes.
In your hands? Is the pain gone?
Yes.
No more arthritis in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Jonathan, what's happening?
Todd, this five-year-old little boy here, he's got a brain abnormality, so he can't even speak, but his father has stood here with him. He's feeling vibrations on him right now. He's feeling the power of God.
Lord, heal the abnormality of the brain in Jesus' name. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just begin to move in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for the abnormality of the brain healing now, that this boy, his brain will function normally in Jesus' name. Is there any other just testimonies? We're gonna do something here in just a moment. The power of God's breaking out. We're just going to keep moving in this anointing tonight. I had a word from the Lord about addictions tonight. People that were suffering with addiction to drugs and alcohol. If you're in this meeting and you want to be free, you have to want to be free. Listen, it's the power of God that delivers, but the human will. Two of the greatest keys to deliverance is the power of the Holy Ghost and the human will saying, yes, I want to be free. You can't force something on somebody, but when you're ready to say, God, set me free, he can. And if you're in this meeting right now quickly and you have an addiction to drugs or alcohol, if you'll stand up right now, I know it's a bold decision. I know it's a bold to get up in front of, 5,000 people. But if that's you and you want to be free from addiction, alcohol, drug, prescription, I want you to come forward and just stand. Come out. Come out of your seat. Just come. Come out of your seat. Come and stand. I need to make room. Can I clear the aisle? Can I clear this? Everybody move out of the... I want the whole... Just everybody move. Ushers, help me. Come on. I need you to move everybody. And I want to just pray for these addictions to drugs and alcohol. Come and stand quickly. Come and stand. Come and stand. What's happening here?
Todd, this man's had a ringing, buzzing sound in his left ear for 5 years.
You see,
tonight he heard a pop.
I had a word about a popping and a noise in the left ear. And that was you.
It's gone from here to the back. And it's gone to 10%, praise the Lord. And another thing also happened to me. I prayed for my grandson. He's got a learning disability. And my heart started shaking. And I couldn't stop.
Lord, let there be healing in Jesus' name. Let the power of God be released. Let the power of God be released. Let the power of God be released. Believe God, he's going to touch people all over the city tonight. Come on, any other testimonies? We're going to pray right now. Everybody stand to their feet tonight. I know that we're going to believe God. I want everybody to pray with me. Pray in your living rooms. If you're addicted to drugs or alcohol or prescription pill, there's a moment of deliverance coming right now. I believe when I speak the word, many of you are going to be instantly set free. I'm going to break the power over your life right now. Put your hand on your heart and just get ready to pray this prayer with me and say, Jesus, Jesus, I want to be free. I want to be free from addiction, drugs, alcohol. I want to be free. Just tell him right now, Jesus, I want to be free. I want to be free right now. That this power be broken. This power of addiction to drugs and alcohol. This power of addiction. I want to be free right now. Tell him in your living room, I want to be free. 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 And I command in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of addiction. I command every devil of addiction, drug, alcohol addiction. I command this power to break off of you now. I command in the name of Jesus, every spirit of addiction, every spirit to alcohol addiction, drug addiction, prescription pill addiction, in the name of Jesus, loose. Oh, there goes. Oh, there goes. You see that? You know, there goes. You see that? Be set free. Be set free. It's coming on you. Power, 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 right here. Power. There it goes. There it goes. Power, power, power. There it goes. You see that? Nobody's touching. touching them. Nobody's touching them. It's the power of God. Loose the Holy Ghost. Loose the Holy Ghost. Loose the Holy Ghost. Let every spirit of addiction, let every spirit of addiction, I command you, devil, come out of them now in Jesus' name. Power of God is all over you. There it goes. There it goes. It's all over you. There, it's all over you. There it is. There it is. It's moving. It's moving. Power coming on you now. Breaking the chains. The shackles falling to the ground. Loose in Jesus' name. Say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for taking my addiction. Thank you for taking my addiction. Thank you right now. It's moving on you. The grace of God. I was a drug addict. I overdosed on drugs 3 times. My first overdose on drugs was a suicide attempt. I got saved in my drug dealer's trailer, high on drugs. I heard the voice of God, Jesus, inside of me. And I came as I was, and I said, I give my life, I give it all to Jesus. And I was instantly, the power of God touched me just like he's touching you. And I never had one craving, not one withdrawal symptom from addiction. No more. No more cravings for drugs. I had been in and out of drug rehab, drug counseling. But when I called on the name of Jesus and I said, God, I'm tired. I don't want to die in my sin. I don't want to die in my addiction. I was set free. You can lift up your voice right now and say, Jesus, I'm done. Help me. Come, Jesus. Let the power of addiction, let it be broken chemically in the brain. Chemically in the brain. Let there be healing in Jesus' mighty name. Now the presence of the Holy Spirit begin to move in your heart. The presence of the Holy Spirit. If you're standing at this altar right now and you've never given your life to Jesus, you've never been born again. Some of you are Christians already. Others, you've been backslidden and you don't know what it means to have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. If you're standing here right now, I'm offering you, in Christ, you could be a new creation. Old things can pass away. It's called born again. You can be born up above, born of the Spirit, born of God. And if you've never done that and you want to, I want you to put up one hand. Is there anybody? God bless you. Anybody else? You want to give your life to Jesus? Right here, you can give your life to Jesus. Give your life. Anybody else? Just lift up one hand if that's you. In fact, if you're in the auditorium, I want every head to bow for one moment, every eye to close. The power of God is moving. People are getting touched, healed, and delivered. Every head to bow, every eye to close for one moment. It's a holy moment. The Bible says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We need a Savior. We need salvation, healing, deliverance. The Bible says He forgives my sin. He heals my disease. If any man is in Christ, he can be a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. We need the blood of Jesus to wash us tonight. We all need a Savior. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But something can happen tonight. You got hopelessness, despair, depression. God can give you hope again. You can know tonight that if you were to die tonight and stand before God's throne, it's appointed on demand, once to die, then the judgment. If you're standing before the throne of God and God asks you one question, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Jesus said there's only one name given under heaven by which men can be saved, and that name is Jesus. If you're here tonight, maybe you came for healing, you came for a miracle, you came for blessing, maybe you don't even know why you're here. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you want me to pray with you and you're saying, Todd, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ tonight, all over the auditorium, I want you right now just to put up one hand. Just put it up in the air and just say, I want to give my life to Jesus right now. Just put it up. Just wave at me. Just wave at me. All over the auditorium. Just go ahead and put your hand up. You need to be born again. And God is knocking. He's knocking at at the door of your heart. The Holy Spirit is moving now. You need to open the door of your heart. Just put up one hand and say, that's me. I want to give my life to Jesus right now. And I want you right now, stand to your feet quickly. Stand to your feet. And I want you to get out of your seat right now. And I want you to come forward quickly. Just get out of your seat.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
This is the day of salvation, and I want you to come forward. Just stand to your feet. You're waving your hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. Stand to your feet and just come and stand with us at this altar, all over the auditorium, wherever you are. Take a moment right now. This is the day. God is knocking at the door of your heart, and I'm giving an invitation to know Jesus tonight. You need to respond. It's an altar call to be born again as the presence and power of God is moving. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Coming down the aisles, just come quickly. Come quickly. Every person right now, there's something moving in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit right now. That's the Holy Spirit right now, moving in your heart. He's moving in your heart. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left and say, do you know Jesus? Turn to your neighbor. Everybody, turn to, do the work of an evangelist. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your family member. Turn to your friend. Do you know Jesus? If they don't know Jesus, say, let's go to the altar. Let's go to the altar and just get up right now. We're going to wait just one more moment. If you want to come and give your life to Jesus, listen, religion can't save you. Being a good person can't save you. Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're saved. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that you've asked him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sin. If you've never done that, you need to stand up right now. You need to step out into the aisle, and you need to just come to the altar. We're just waiting for one more moment. I pray that the Holy Spirit would knock at the door of every heart, and that the Holy Spirit would come upon you in power and conviction. Many of you want to pray with me in your living rooms. You're saying, I want to be born again, new creation, old things have passed away. Todd, I'm ready. I'm tired of being in bondage to drugs, alcohol, hopelessness, and despair. The peace of God is going to come. The hope of God is going to come. The love of God is going to come. And I'm telling you today, you can make that decision to follow Jesus Christ from this day forward. We're going to pray in living rooms around the world, hospitals, prisons, wherever you're watching tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for healing. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the mighty anointing. The mighty anointing that's going to flow at the altars. The mighty anointing that's going to come upon families and homes. The blessing that's going to come in the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're backslidden, if you're a prodigal son or daughter, if you're trapped and you're in sin, and you haven't walked with God, tonight's the night to come alive again. Tonight's the night to be revived again. You need to come forward and say, I want to get right with you, God. I want to get right with you. We're going to begin to pray. Everyone at the altar is going to pray with me. I want people around the auditorium to pray with me, people in their living rooms to pray with me. And I want you to say this, Jesus, I want you. I want you. Jesus, I want to receive salvation. Come into my heart, Jesus. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. I give my life to you. I want to be a new creation. Write my name in the book of life. I've come to receive the free gift of salvation. Ooh, something holy is happening. Just put your hand on your heart. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit begin to move in your heart right now. The presence of the Holy Spirit begin to move in your heart right now. All over this altar. The chains are breaking. The addictions are being healed. The joy and the peace of heaven is coming. Just say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Ask him, come, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Ask him in your living room, come, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. People praying in India, Kenya, Nigeria, all over Africa. People praying in Dubai, in the Middle East. People praying in Iraq, in Europe, all over the world. You're praying in your living room and you're saying, Todd, I'm giving my life to Jesus. Pick up the telephone and call the number that's on the screen and say, I'm giving my life to Jesus. Pick up the telephone and call us right now. Send us an email and put in the subject line, salvation. Put in the subject line, salvation. I'm giving my life to Jesus. I want to pray with you all over the world in your living rooms. If you're giving your life to Jesus, take a moment and send us a testimony and tell us what's happening. Pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen, tell us what's happening. But Lord, we thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming upon each and every one of these souls. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Now, we want to pray with you. We want to take just a few moments of your time, you know, just 5 minutes. If I could ask everybody at the altar, could you just follow my friend here, Corey? Could you just follow him to the left for a moment? Just everybody just moving this way, quickly, quickly, just come this way for just a moment. We want to thank God for this harvest of souls. How many of you are praying for the harvest of souls in Africa? Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies coming in, Jonathan?
Todd, we have testimonies all the time. I've got some coming in here from India, watching from the USA.
These are testimonies.
That's
people
right.
Watching from around the world right now. We're getting your testimony. Tell us what's happening. Send it right now, awakeningatgod.tv. Doesn't matter where you're watching. We will get your testimony in this meeting live. So
Amen.
India, the USA, what's happening?
Look at this one. This is one from Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland. Watching and engaging with you from Ireland. Lord, send revival. Jesus is Lord, from James and Caroline.
Come on, Lord, send revival in Ireland. Let revival fire be released in Ireland. Let revival fire be released into homes all over the world. Hallelujah.
Look at this, Todd. There's another one from Ireland. There's about five or six that have come in the past sort of 20 minutes from Ireland as well, just praying for revival.
People are hungry.
They're hungry in Ireland and the UK.
We're coming to Ireland. We're coming to the Republic of Ireland. I don't know when, but we're coming in Jesus' name. Michael, what's happening? Here.
Todd, this woman has had a migraine for about 15 years. Chronic migraine, all of it left her head right now tonight.
I had a word tonight, severe migraines would be healed. You got delivered.
Yes.
You got delivered. Did you feel something come over your body?
Yes, I feel next to my nose, right through to my head.
It went right out.
Yes.
Just left.
Yes.
You'll never suffer again in Jesus' mighty name. Never suffer again in Jesus' mighty name. Jonathan, what's happening here?
This lady felt exactly the same thing. She has pain in for over 10 years in her left leg. It just shot out of her body.
Pain was in your left leg,
yes,
and you felt something shoot out of your body.
Yes.
Do you have any pain now?
No, I don't
Show
have
me.
Any pain.
Move it up and down. Show me. You have no pain now?
No, not
it's
at all.
It's all gone?
It's all gone.
Hallelujah.
All gone.
Jesus, by the name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What's happening here?
Todd, this man was in an accident and messed up his lens and his eye. Right now, he's starting to see better.
Listen, I had a word tonight that there was an accident that touched I said somebody's left eye. Did you
exactly.
hear the word?
That's why I came forward.
What happened?
On the 21st of April 2011, I basically were working on my washing machine, and I pulled the plier, and the spring slipped out of the plier, and I pushed the plier into my eye, dislodging
your
the
left
lens.
Eye.
Exactly.
A spring, a piece of metal lodged into your left eye.
Yeah, it's actually the plier which I've pulled into my eye.
And they damaged your sight.
Yeah,
you lost some mobility.
I actually burst it. And,
the eye bursted.
Yeah, I took the lens from my face. So
what's happening right now? I spoke a word.
I can feel, I can see better. I can see, start seeing better, and it's improving.
Come on, something's happening. He's getting his sight back. Let's pray for a brand new lens and a brand new eye.
And the other thing is that about a month back, the doctor said my cornea is busy rejecting, but I rejected what the doctor said.
Cornea, lens, sight, in Jesus' name. You heard the word of the Lord, an accident that damaged the left eye, and now he can see better. Something's happening in his vision. I'm telling you, creative miracles can happen in the name of Jesus. When we begin to pray for people tonight, every person in this building is going to receive prayer. We're going to anoint people with oil and more miracles. Many are going to. I'm asking Pretoria, When we were in Tongat, I spent 39 days in Tongat. And most of the people that were receiving the greatest miracles were Indians and Hindus and Muslims. We had over 9,353 decisions for Christ in 39 days in Tongat. And they believed, even the Hindus, sometimes 2,000, 3,000 Hindus a night were coming to the meetings. Hindus. And they would.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
They would bring 20, 30 wheelchairs. They would bring the sick, the dying, the cancers. I know there's people here tonight desperate, but I'm putting a challenge out to Pretoria. Bring the blind schools, bring the deaf schools, mobilize the buses, bring the wheelchairs, bring people in comas, bring them in an ambulance if you have to, family members, friends. We're believing that there's going to be an explosion. Even tonight, Saturday night, is going to be a miracle healing service. We're going to pray for everybody in the building Saturday, Sunday. I believe the miracles that are happening now are just the beginning of the next level that's coming. Hallelujah. And I'm putting out the challenge to Pretoria, to Joburg. It doesn't matter where you're watching. If you're desperate in need of a miracle, come and get under the cloud of glory and watch what Jesus will do for you. Amen. So what's happening here?
Todd, this girl, she's 18. She's had epilepsy for a number of years. She was deaf. And I say was deaf in her right ear. The hearing is starting to come back even as we speak.
Come here. You're getting your hearing back.
Yes.
You were deaf for how long?
From 2009.
In this year?
Yes.
Totally deaf. What's happening now?
I can hear things.
You can what?
I can hear a clapping.
You can hear now. She can hear. Come on, she can hear. Her deaf ear is open. Tell me in your own words what is happening right now. You had epileptic seizures. You were deaf in one ear. What's happening?
I can feel the Holy Spirit through me.
You felt the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
I'm shaking all over in.
You're shaking?
Yeah.
Have you ever shook like this before?
No.
This is the first time. Shaka. Shaking in the Holy Ghost. And when I spoke, epileptic seizures were being healed. Is that when it started? And then your deaf ear just opened. You started hearing. 18 years old. Come on, thank you, Jesus. That's a miracle. Power go through her body. That's a miracle. Power go through her body. Anybody else deaf in one ear? Totally deaf? Deaf and mute? Oh, Jesus, I'll pray for the deaf. I'll pray for people deaf right now, and deaf ears will open in Jesus' name. Michael.
This man has asthma that's so bad he would cough. He's been coughing for 27 years. Tonight, he felt the oil come into his throat, he says, and it all cleared up.
Your lungs opened. 26 years of chronic asthma, a coughing in your lungs. What happened just now?
I felt as if I swallowed something like an oil.
An oil.
Now I'm open. I feel I can run. I can
breathe.
I can
breathe.
Go back
run.
To place.
Run with me. Come on. Run, 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 run. Breathe, 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 breathe. Woo! Okay, breathe. How's that? How's that?
I'm all right.
Woo!
Thank you.
Bam! Shabaraba ta 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 ra ba. Bam! Shabaraba sha ta ti ra ra ba ta ta. We're so believing God for a harvest of souls. I am preparing right now in the next week to go to the shanty villages, hallelujah, to go to the poorest of the poor places in Pretoria and Joburg. These will be revival meetings in the middle of the afternoon. We're going to be here every night in Pretoria at the showgrounds, but I want to go out to the poorest of the poor, hallelujah, and preach the gospel. We're going to get sound trucks and go out and gather 5,000 people in the ghetto and preach the gospel. And if it turns into revival, we're prophesying, God, take it to the open fields. Take it to the soccer arenas. We're hungry for you to move in Jesus' name. And you know, we're getting invitations now into prisons. We want to go into every prison. We're getting invitations into schools. People can connect with us. If you got a connection into a prison or a school or a 5,000 seat, 10,000 seat place where we can gather the poorest of the poor, we can have meetings every day at noon, at lunchtime, and see the power of God go outside of the four walls of the church and go out to where we need to see light shining in the midst of the darkness. Hallelujah. God, give us a mighty harvest of souls, and let a city be shaken with your glory and power. Oh, come on. I feel the power of God. Jonathan, what's happening?
She's vibrating, Todd. She said she 3 years ago, she did her back. She had an accident. She said the Holy Ghost started touching her. Look at her body. She's just shaking all over.
Was
her
it a car accident?
Yes, it was.
Car accident?
Yes.
The Lord has healed you in Jesus' mighty name. Come here. What's happening, Michael?
Todd, this woman has had arthritis for a long time.
In your legs, in your ankles, in your feet.
Chronic pain in her body. Just tonight, she says she felt the fire of God come on her.
I had a dream about a woman with arthritis in both her legs and feet and ankles. And in my dream, she was healed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel something happening?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
What's
something,
happening?
Something moved here.
Something's moving.
Yes.
Is the pain going?
Yes, it's stopping now.
There's no pain now.
No, it's
no pain.
It's gone.
It's gone. Come on. Hallelujah! That's the woman in my dream. The arthritis. What's happening here?
This lady was numb on her left-hand side in the worship. Numbness is gone. She's got all feeling back.
I never felt
the Lord
like
touched the left side of your body.
Yes. And
the muscles were weak, the nerves.
Yes.
How come?
I don't know. It was shaking like, I don't know. How can I explain it to you?
What happened tonight?
Miracle happened tonight with me.
Did you ever feel this?
Yes.
Something touched you?
Yes, like
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, it's all over my hand. Would you just grab my one hand? Power of the Holy Ghost. Ha ha ha. Power, 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 in Jesus' name. Take it. What's happening here, Michael?
Todd, this woman was in an accident. She's had brain damage. And she's also, when she came into the service tonight, it was swollen on her kidney. And the fire of God is touching her.
You felt something.
When you said I should hold my head, I hold it. And it was like the fire. It's burning and it's upping up my mind, and I could remember so much. And while you were talking about this kidney, I hold up my hands and I say it, I believe. And this kidney's like
brain damage.
And I had 37 operations in 20 years.
So how many operations?
37.
37 operations.
Yes.
37 operations.
Yes.
And you had this brain damage. I said tonight a woman would be healed in the brain and her memory would come back.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
That's you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command your brain. Oh, loose the anointing on you. Did you guys hear the word I had tonight? I said a woman with damage in her brain would have her memory come back. This is her 37 operations. The power of God, people just keep coming forward with testimonies. What's happening?
So this lady had a problem with a kidney. She had kidney failure on the right-hand side. She says the pain's gone now.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. You have no pain now. Oh, it's going to give you new kidneys.
And my knee as well is
the pain
given.
Is gone.
Yes.
The pain is
the
gone.
Heat. There's heat.
It's Jesus.
Heat.
It's Jesus.
There's heat.
You felt heat. You felt heat. That's the joy of the Lord. Oh, Shababa. She's drunk in the Holy Ghost. Who's a little jealous? Lord, I love the joy of the Lord. It's medicine. The joy of the Lord is medicine. It's strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, God, I pray right now that people all over this auditorium and watching in their homes would receive joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Get under the joy unspeakable, full of glory. Just start drinking. Just start drinking. Just start drinking the anointing. It's flowing. It's flowing. You could just say, God, I want joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's called the oil of gladness. It's called the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lord, pour out the wine that's in heaven. We want to drink the new wine. We want to drink the milk. Somebody's thirsty tonight. Get under that cloud. Get under that cloud. Get under that glory atmosphere and just say, fill me now, Holy Spirit. Fill me now, Holy Spirit. Fill me now, Holy Spirit. Again, baptize me, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your power tonight. I'm thirsty for your presence tonight, God. Jesus' name. What's happened here?
So this man has anxiety. He told me he was dizzy and anxious when he was here tonight, but it all left us.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
It's mine.
Panic, fear, worry, and anxiety. Gone in Jesus' name under the anointing. Fill him, Holy Ghost. Fill him. Yeah.
Todd, this is a story that you're going to love. You love awesome stories.
I love awesome testimonies.
Okay. Oh, testimonies of the grace of God.
How many of you love testimonies of God's healing love and power? We got people getting set free from addiction. We got people getting saved tonight. We got people getting healed tonight. And get ready, because we're going to have people getting empowered with the Holy Ghost tonight. Tell me the story, Jonathan.
This man was shot right in his face right here.
Shot
in 91. All of his feelings gone.
1991, you were shot and you lost the feeling in your face.
On this side.
What happened tonight?
When you pray, God, the hot feeling is gone. It's right. No problem.
The feeling came back.
Yeah.
The nerves.
Yeah.
The nerves in your face.
Yeah, I can take it.
In your muscles.
Yeah.
Are you listening to this? 1991, shot, all the muscles and nerves damaged in his face for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And when we prayed tonight, the feeling came back into your face.
Yeah.
You had a partial paralysis in this part of your face.
Yeah.
And down your neck. How about your neck? What happened?
My neck's fine.
Did you feel something? What did it feel like tonight?
Only heat.
And you can feel now.
Yeah.
Come on, rejoice, hallelujah. Power of the Holy Ghost. Michael.
Todd, this man has been deaf and mute since birth, but tonight he is starting, his ears are vibrating.
Come here. Take it. Command this deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Oh, the anointing is awesome up here tonight. Let it get on you. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lord, release the anointing. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Place. Holy Ghost falling. Holy Ghost falling. Oh, Shakabata. Power, 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 power. Glory, glory, glory. Moving. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody just was healed of a Crohn's disease, an irritable bowel, bleeding of your bowel. You just received a new colon. It's burning in your stomach right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to believe God. If you've had an injury, there's a nerve damage, paralysis, a muscle damage. You can't move your fingers. Something happened after a car accident, after a surgery. I want you to believe God with me all over the world watching in the auditorium. Put your hand on the part of your body that was damaged, the the muscles and the nerves. I just feel creative miracles in the atmosphere. We're going to speak creation. We're going to ask God for muscles, ligaments, tendons, tissue, paralysis healing right now. God, I pray for a new spine. I pray for healing to come into the part of the body damaged in a car accident where there's been metal pins, plates, and screws, metal rods put into your body, bones that have been fused together. We command the healing of the bones that were fused, a healing of the body where the nerves were damaged. Let there be the creation of nerves, the creation of muscles, the creation of tissue and ligaments and tendons. We command in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for creative miracles in the atmosphere. Lift your hands up, receive it. Begin to move your fingers. Begin to move your toes. Begin to move your legs. Begin to move the part of your body damaged. Begin to touch your bowel palsy in your face and begin to be healed of stroke in the name of Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord for a moment. Everybody just lift their hands up. I'm going to pray for somebody off of the platform. Just stay in that attitude of worship. Just can we sing for a moment? Just sing. Let's begin the worship in our living rooms. I'm just going to step off the platform for 1 minute and just pray for somebody and release healing right now. Let's just thank the Lord for these miracles. Let's thank the Lord for the soul saved. Let's thank the Lord for the deliverance tonight. The power of the Holy Spirit is touching many people. He's touching you in your living room now. He's healing you now. There's miracles. Another wave of miracles coming. Another wave of glory coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, standing in the presence of a holy God. Touch your people, Jesus. Touch them tonight. prostate cancer being healed. Enlargement of the prostate being healed. The Lord's healing somebody of prostate cancer. It's burning coming into your body. A neurological brain condition. God's touching your brain. Father, in the name of Jesus, water on the brain, healing. A young girl being touched and healed in her brain. The water on the brain, there's healing in Jesus' name. All over this room tonight, God, let pain in bodies, chronic pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic weakness come out of your bodies. Lord, there's healing in the glory tonight. Just lift your hands to heaven and just receive that healing. Receive that healing in the glory. Receive that healing in the glory. Receive that healing in the glory. God's touching your body. He's touching your scoliosis. He's healing scoliosis. He's healing herniated discs. There's power moving in your body. God, thank you for a new liver. Thank you for new kidneys. Thank you for cancer healings. Thank you for paralysis healings. Let the power of God move in Jesus' name.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Wow. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. You could be seated for a few more moments. We're going to hear just another one or two testimonies in a moment, but we're going to receive the offering tonight. And we're going to ask you to sow into revival. Sow into people getting saved and healed and delivered. Sow into the anointing. This is good ground. And I'm not going to share an offering message tonight. You're going to give because you love Jesus and you believe in revival coming into your city. And the Bible says, give and it shall be given. And I'm going to ask you tonight, give in the same spirit of generosity that you want to receive from the Holy Ghost. And 100% of everything we're about to receive in tonight's offering will go 100% into helping us healing awakening on the ground in South Africa. This is good ground, and I'll tell you why. We're nearly 10,000 decisions for Christ. We don't know how many. We're getting the numbers. We're getting the numbers on how many people have received Jesus Christ in their living rooms around the world. But we have more than 1,500 registered God TV living rooms. And what does that mean? That means people are bringing unsaved friends and family members, 20 or 30 sometimes, into their living room, and they're watching the revival. And when we give the altar call, people are getting saved, people are getting healed, people are getting delivered in living rooms, registered God TV living rooms. You can register your living room and have a direct feed into your home where you can bring the unsaved into your house and hold revival parties, overflow parties. It's happening around the world. We're getting salvations in Dubai, Egypt, Iraq, Norway, India, all over the world. And we are right now, presently, trying to do our best job of the phone calls coming into the offices around the world, keep track of people giving their lives to Jesus. But on the ground, we've had nearly 10,000 decisions for Christ in 42 days, and the harvest is just beginning. Hallelujah. When we get out to the streets next week, when we get out to the shanty towns and the prisons and the schools, we're going to have a harvest of souls, even in Pretoria. This is what we're sowing into. I'm compelling you. I'm urging you. I'm asking you, if there was any offering you could give, could you give to the poor? He who lends to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. And it's amazing how much money it costs every week, more than R1 million, just to have the production, the television, the lights, the sound, the chairs, the building, the staff on the ground. Our partners and friends around the world, God TV partners and angels around the world, just have no idea the commitment that we've made, that God TV's made, to broadcast these revival meetings live into your home. That's blessing you. We're going to ask the ushers to come forward tonight right now, and we're going to receive in just a moment our offering. And after the offering, I'm going to come back up onto the platform. We're going to make a transition, and we're going to begin to have prayer lines tonight. We're going to get out the buckets of oil, and we're going to start praying for everybody in the building. Hallelujah, tonight. But I'm going to step over to the altar in a few moments. We've got tens of thousands of your prayer requests that have come in that we're printing off, and we're putting them on the altar here in the revival, and we're anointing them with oil tonight at the altar. You can send your prayer request right now, prayer@god.tv. You can send your prayer request wherever you're watching. The information's on the screen. But we're going to ask the ushers to come forward. Would you pray about it? Maybe you came ready to give tonight. We're asking churches, ministries, businessmen, businesswomen. Many of you are giving sacrificially. I know God has blessed South Africa. There's money. There's money in South Africa. There's money in Pretoria. And we're asking God tonight that you would just sow something to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm sowing into souls. I'm sowing into revival. I want a breakthrough in my church and ministry. I'm making a demand on heaven and impartation. Grab your offering. Put it in your hand tonight. If you're ready, just grab your offering. Prepare your offering tonight. If you didn't come ready to come to give tonight, pray about it and come ready to give on Saturday, on Sunday. If you're watching the broadcast and you're saying, thank you, God TV, thank you, Wendy and Rory, thank you for the revival, Todd, then just consider right now sowing, investing into the gospel. Would you do that right now on the website? You can go to God.tv, pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen, and sow your best gift in the revival Africa. Help us in Africa. Take the gospel. Lord, I thank you for this offering we're about to receive. Multiply the seed, and may it be a 1,000-fold return. May it not just be dollars and cents and money, but may it be harvest and healing and miracles and revival. Father, we want to see this gospel touch the nation of South Africa. We want to see this gospel go into the nations and a mighty harvest of souls. Lord, right now we're sowing in the glory. We're sowing in the anointing tonight. And we thank you for multiplying every gift we're about to give in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's worship the Lord with our giving. God bless you as you give your best gift. Thank you for responding on television with us around the world, just sowing into the glory. Let's worship the Lord with our giving. Ushers, let's receive the offering.
Yes, dear believer, we beloved viewer, we desperately need you. As you heard Todd saying, thousands upon thousands of people made commitments for Jesus already. I mean, people are getting healed, and all the prayer requests that's on this altar, obviously we're trusting God for major, major breakthroughs. Yeah. But we can't do this unless you, dear viewer, are getting involved with us. And Alan, business angels needs to get involved.
Yeah, businessmen. You just see what the Lord is doing here. The harvest is there. The fruit is there. This is good ground. And now's the time as a businessman. You have the opportunity to sow substantial seeds into this revival and to allow us to keep it going week after week as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. So come on, do something now. Maybe do something you've never thought you could do, but the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do.
That's so correct.
Go to the phone. Call us now. Give us your best offering.
Amen. You can also go online and do a donation online. That's right, Jonathan.
That's right, God.tv. And when you make a donation tonight, if you go to our website, you'll find that you can download, and this is a gift that Todd and God.tv, we've made available to all those who make a donation of any amount tonight. If you go to God.tv and you download the Sound of Healing CD, you won't get a physical CD. You can just download it straight away into your computer so you can listen to it wherever you are, at work, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, whether you're in the prayer closet, wherever it may be. Great soaking music. Just for any amount, could be £1, $1, could be 100 rand, whatever it may be, go as the Holy Spirit leads you, but that gift is there for you.
Do something and fan this revival
Amen.
Fire around the world
Amen.
By donating tonight. Now let's join the worship team and let's see what's going to happen next.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Tonight, Jesus. We adore you tonight. Come on, give him a mighty shout tonight. Pretoria! Jesus is Lord! Woo! Listen, an offering song is never just an offering song. We worship the Lord with all of our might and all of our heart and soul. God is pouring out his spirit, and that's what we're hungry for. We're hungry for the anointing. So thank him tonight for the anointing. Thank him, Jesus, thank you for the anointing. Just take a moment and say, thank you for the anointing. It's about to touch you. It's about to touch your family. It's about to touch your home. There's going to be a transference tonight. There's going to be an impartation tonight. Every person we pray for is going to receive an impartation. Oh, halalabashata. We want you to come, Holy Ghost. Keep coming and let there be a release of power and gifts of healing and gifts of faith and gifts of miracles. Let the anointing for evangelism come upon many people and those churches and pastors and ministries. And you're saying, I want to carry the spirit of revival. I want to carry the torch of revival. I want to be a burning one. Hallelujah. God's going to release that tonight. Just say, here am I, Lord, send me. You're praying in your living room. We can hear you. Hallelujah. In the spirit, praying in your living room all over the world. God, I want to be a burning one. I want to carry the torch of revival. This is what the Lord is going to release tonight in this anointing impartation meeting. Get ready. Get ready. Give Jesus one more shout. You can be seated for just a moment. In a moment, I'm going to invite one of my great friends and associates, carries the anointing for revival and miracles himself, preaching the gospel all over the world. Him and his wife Amanda Christie, they're serving in the revival. Testimonies, catching ushers. You hear me say Michael on the platform. We have Michael and Jonathan on the platform. What I love about these young men is they're 27 years old and they're both preachers, winning souls, testifying, moving in miracles, but yet they're serving us in revival. And they could be preaching anywhere around the world themselves, both Jonathan and Michael. You see them every night on the platform serving. We are saying there are churches that are hungry for what God is releasing right now in South Africa. We would love to have some of those churches host one of our associates, Michael Christie, or somebody that's carrying the anointing. We are open to invitations. I can't be everywhere, of course.
but we are open to invitations. If your church or your ministry in the city, in Pretoria or Joburg, you would like to host one of our guys, or if you're watching in South Africa and you'd like one of our guys, maybe Michael Christie, to come to your church for 3 days, or somebody coming out of this revival somewhere into your church, we are receiving invitations, awakeninginvite@god.tv. You can send us an email, awakeninginvite@god.tv, and you can request one of these fire starters, one of these burning ones. The information is on the screen. You can send an email and just say, I'm hungry. We want this in our church or our ministry. Anywhere in South Africa, we can send them. But especially if you're in Pretoria or Joburg, even this Sunday morning, if you have an open pulpit, you can approach one of our staff. I'm not sure where Johnny Kloppel is in the room right now, but we have many of our team and staff, I believe, an information booth in the back somewhere that you can approach the information table and say, I'm a pastor, I want someone to come preach, and we would love to send you one of our guys with my full blessing and endorsement. Anywhere, if you want to invite them, you can send us an invitation, awakeninginvite@god.tv. We'll send you a burning one to bring the anointing into your church or your ministry. But especially if you're here, I'm also going to make an announcement tonight really quickly, and I'm going to say, if you want to serve, we need people to serve. We need ushers, we need catchers, we need people that want to just serve and be a part of what's happening here in Pretoria. We're not a church or a ministry. God TV, Fresh Fire, we've come into this city believing God that what was happening in Tonga would be released in Pretoria, and it's starting to happen. We're prophesying to the twin cities of revival and power, Joburg and Pretoria. We're going to see a city shaken with the glory and power of God, and it's just beginning to break out. Hallelujah. You wait. How the power of God this weekend overflowed next week. But we need servants. We need ushers. We need catchers, Michael. Come up here. This is Michael Christie tonight, and he is a burning one. Would you welcome him tonight? And Michael, we're going to have a meeting in this building at what time and where. If people want to volunteer and serve in the day of God's power, you're training people where and when.
We're going to be here 6 o'clock tomorrow, and we're going to meet right outside. There's a little court with a nice little light, so even if it gets dark quickly, we're going to be ready. So 6 o'clock tomorrow p.m., we'd love to see some more faces there. We're raising them up every single day.
Let's We're also saying if we're going to have a healing team, if we're going to stay in the city, we'd like to raise up a healing team. If you have a healing room ministry or you're involved in altar ministry in your church and you would like to come at 6 o'clock and say, I'd like to be involved catching, ushering, ministering, healing, and we can get an endorsement from your pastor, whatever, we're going to raise up a healing team in the coming weeks that can help us at the altars. Amen. This anointing can't be about one man, one church, or one ministry. We got to give it away. That's why we're going to have an impartation meeting tonight. Pray for 5,000 people. God, give it away. We're going to do it Saturday night. We're going to have a Pentecost service on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss special Pentecost service on Sunday. We're inviting all the churches and ministries to join us here at the showgrounds. But Michael, I'm going to ask you to help me tonight to give some practical instruction how we're going to do prayer lines. There's a lot of people to pray for tonight, and we're going to get out the oil. I'm going to step off of the platform and take a minute. I'm going to come into living room. So I'm going to get close at the altar, and I'm going to pray with people hungry for this anointing, and you can't be with us in the building, and you're watching, and you're saying, Todd, I want the anointing. I want impartation. I'm going to step over to the altar right now as you just give some instructions, and I'm going to pray with people in living rooms around the world. You're sending your prayer request. I want to pray with you. We're going to anoint those prayer requests with oil at the altar right now. So I'm going to ask if all over the room you could just listen really closely to the instructions that Michael gives. And again, if you want this young man in your church or your ministry, you can approach him, if not one of our team or staff or ushers, and we can talk about how you might want to host 3 days of revival in your church or anywhere in South Africa watching. Send us an invite, awakeninginvite@god.tv. But Michael, thank you for serving when you have such a great ministry yourself. You and your wife Amanda have just come to get under the anointing, and we bless you for that. Come on, thank God for this young evangelist, 27 years old. He can bring down the fire, trust me. But, you know, you're here helping us in such a practical way. God's going to bless you in a mighty way.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.tv. Thanks for listening. BFN Radio.